14, Alabama Today. Chapter Preview, Terms. Poultry, Multimodal, Tributary, Service Industry, Labor Force, Strip Mining, State of the Art, Synthetic, Wholesale, Retail, Therapy, Mass Communication. Alabama is home to people of many cultures. The first known residents of the state were American Indians. Over the years, immigrants from every populated continent on earth have joined them. Modern Alabama is a mixture of the stories, traditions, and work of its citizens. A century ago, farming, mining, and manufacturing were major activities in the state. They are still important parts of the economy today, but the human environments they created have changed much about the state. The growing population required more homes, more highways, and more parks. More people meant that extra electricity and natural gas were needed, and all of these people needed more places to work. Building all of these things took a lot of land. Changes were made to the natural landscape. The land was cleared for factories, large shopping centers, or groups of homes. This removal of trees and other plants often caused water runoff. This washed the soil off the land and into creeks and rivers. Development of land for new uses sometimes caused pollution. Some factories released smoke into the air or chemicals into the water. These things polluted the environment. Many people worked to improve Alabama's air and water. Today, all of Alabama enjoys a cleaner environment. A new kind of mining left the land scarred with huge, water-filled holes and giant piles of rock. But mining companies now fill in the bare areas and replant trees. The population of Alabama has changed in the last 20 years. Some areas have lost population and others have gained. The increase in population in some areas has been mainly in one cultural group. Other areas have gained new residents in all groups. As you read in Chapter 13, the state's population has grown overall. The 2010 U.S. Census lists Alabama's population as 4,779,736. Chapter 14, Section 1, Agribusiness. As you read, look for how agriculture is business. Who are producers and consumers? Crops grown in Alabama. Meats produced in Alabama. Products made from wood. What aquaculture means. Term, poultry. Alabama has a long growing season and excellent soil. It has always been an agricultural state. However, the way farmers work has changed very much in the last 50 years. What was once called agriculture is now agribusiness. About 27% of Alabama's economy is based on agribusiness. There are around 48,000 farms in the state, totaling over 9 million acres. Farming changed after World War II because of new technology. New machines and chemicals changed farming methods. In the 1940s, a machine was invented that could pick 1,000 pounds of cotton in 1 hour. The most an average person could pick in 1 hour was just 20 pounds. This meant that a single farmer with the right machines could run a large farm. The human environments created by farmers have changed too. Farms have become much larger because of modern equipment. A farmer can do more work with a machine than a man with a plow. Some farms irrigate their crops with large sprinklers. There are now chemical fertilizers to make plants grow better, and farmers can use poisons to kill weeds and insects. These changes allow plants to grow closer together, so the harvest is larger. farmers used technology and modern science to produce the crops grown on today's farms. Since the farmer supplies goods for other people to use, he or she is a producer. Because we use things that others produce, we are consumers. Farmers also become consumers when they use items that others make. For example, farmers help the state's economy by buying electricity, fuel, chemicals, and machines. The farmer's family also buys shoes, clothes, books, and other things that people need. Agricultural products. Over 100 years ago, Alabama's chief crop was cotton. Cotton is still important, but Alabama farmers today grow many different things. The state's most valuable agricultural products are cattle, catfish, cotton, peanuts, poultry, eggs and nursery, plants, and sod goods. Poultry are birds raised to eat or lay eggs, such as chickens, turkeys, and quail. Other valuable agricultural products grown or produced in Alabama are milk, honey, pecans, fruit, pork, sweet potatoes, and greenhouse plants. Alabama's climate makes it possible for farmers to grow almost any vegetable. Some leading vegetable crops in Alabama are potatoes, tomatoes, sweet corn, beans, and cucumbers. Wheat and other grains are also grown here. Alabama-grown fruits include peaches, apples, strawberries, pears, watermelons, blueberries, and cantaloupes. Some farmers are beginning to grow kiwi fruit. In North Alabama, many farmers raise chickens. One reason for this is that the land in that part of the state is hilly. Chicken houses take up less space than farm fields. In areas with many hills, it is easier to find flat places for chicken houses than for fields. Poultry can be divided into types such as broilers, chickens 5 to 12 weeks old, or layers. Broilers are the most valuable agricultural product in Alabama. Cullman is the leading broiler county. There are at least 20 plants in Alabama that prepare poultry and eggs for market. Alabama is one of the top states in the production of the nation's poultry. Broilers, layers, and eggs are all part of the important poultry industry. Alabama's flocks produce over 2 billion eggs each year. Beef is the state's largest non-poultry meat product. Alabama is ranked 25th among the states in beef production. Alabama is a good area for raising cattle because our climate provides green pasture for most of the year. Another reason is that hay is easier to produce for winter feeding. Alabama farmers are raising more beef cattle than in the past. Many farm fields have been turned into pastures for cattle. Farmers in the state also raise hogs and pigs. Alabama hog production is ranked 28th in the United States. Aquaculture. Aquaculture, growing fish or plant crops in water, is a newer part of the state's agribusiness. Since 1960, it has grown from small farm ponds to a multi-million dollar industry. The land in South Alabama is flatter than land farther north. Some farmers in the southern part of the state raise another kind of food, catfish. They dig out the soil and make ponds in the flat land. Then the fingerlings, young fish, are placed in the ponds. The fish are fed daily until they are large enough to harvest. Then they are carried alive and in water to a processing plant. There the fish are cleaned and frozen within minutes. Alabama aquaculture also produces bass, bluegill, and crappie. Goldfish and other fish for aquariums are raised in the state, too. The Department of Fisheries at Auburn University studies many kinds of food fish. Researchers there are trying to find another fish that could be raised in Alabama. Many fish sold in your supermarket's seafood department are raised by aquaculture. Shrimp, tilapia, and crawfish are other favorites grown by this method. the state's aquaculture industry should become much larger in the next 10 to 20 years. Auburn University has one of the world's outstanding aquaculture research departments. Shrimp, oysters, and other great seafood are caught and processed in Mobile and across the Gulf Coast. Delicious. You might eat these at home or try one of the great restaurants in the state. Forestry. The state's warm and humid climate helps trees grow rapidly. People in Alabama have used the area's forest resources since the first people settled here. More than two-thirds of the state is covered by forests of pine and hardwood trees. Alabama's forests are 40% pine and 44% hardwood. The other 16% is a mix of pine and hardwood trees. Each year, Alabama forests produce about 6% of the nation's timber. There are many forest-related industries in Alabama. These include the mills that saw and plane wood. Other factories make paper, plywood, wood veneer, furniture, and wood chips. Every county in the state has some income from the timber industry. The forest industry is the state's largest manufacturing industry. In 2010, Alabama produced $12.78 billion of forest products. Because landowners replanted trees, Alabama has more trees today than 50 years ago. The leading counties for timber are Baldwin, Blount, Covington, Crenshaw, Coleman, DeKalb, Franklin, Geneva, Jackson, Lauderdale, Marshall, and Pike. Think it through. 1. Name one product that Alabama farmers produce. 2. Are you a consumer of Alabama farm products? Name one. 3. How much of Alabama is covered by forest? What difference does this make in your life? 4. What are some forest products? 5.